Welcome to the Diamond Mind Transformation Radio Show with your host, Greg Dwyer, on Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check out Greg by clicking on the Diamond Mind Transformation Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. You can go to the Diamond Mind Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio directly by going to www.buildingfortunesradio.com/Greg Dwyer. Greg Dwyer is a successful pastor, business owner, sales trainer, and lifestyle coach. Greg's early passion for magic adds to his effectiveness in training others. Greg has trained and coached thousands of people in his career, and you're in for a treat when you work with Greg. Whether you're taking his NLP training or going on a Diamond Mind Transformation travel tour on another continent, you'll enjoy Greg's effective technique. Check out his website on www.gregdwyer.com. And now on to our show with Greg Dwyer. Take it away, Greg.
Hi, everyone. It's Greg Dwyer. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Today is March 17, 2019. Spring is right around the corner. My guest today is magician and hypnotist David Lawrence. And just a really quick commercial. Two things going on. One is a trip to Israel this December. So if you have an interest in that, go to gregdwyer.net. And our trip to Germany 2020. May is also filling up, so if you have an interest in that, jump on that as well. You can find out all the information at gregdwyer.net. So my guest today is David Lawrence. I met him last week. He is a magician. He's a performer. He just is getting back, actually, from Long Island doing a show. Got a little bit of feedback here because he's actually on the road. He did a bar mitzvah today. I'll let him tell you a little bit about what he's been up to. David, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me. Yes, I tend to be on a lot of these things in the car. I guess I drive a lot. And so I just finished up at a bar mitzvah. I did a hypnosis show for the 13-year-olds, and it went fairly well. It was a little rushed because, as these things go, everything was a little bit behind, and the bar mitzvah mom, a little overplanned, didn't want the kids to be bored, so I had to make room for the montage at the bar mitzvah. But wow. The show itself went well. I actually, considering the circumstances and all the distractions, I got quite a few of the kids under, and I took them to the Bahamas. I took them to a funny movie. It really worked out pretty well.
Wow. So how did you learn to be a stage hypnotist? Where did you learn that technique?
Well, I'll be very honest with you. I learned it from a course given by Jeff Ronning, a fellow named Jeff Ronning. I don't believe that he's doing it anymore, but he gave courses for a couple of years, and I took it, and I learned it, and it is like many things, it's simple in certain ways. It's very simple, but in other ways it's very complicated because you have to go with the flow. You have to be able to read people, read when they're really under, when they're not under, because you don't want someone up there who's going to fool around and mess you up. So I take a fairly hard line on that. If I don't think someone is really under, then I send them back to their seats. But today we had a very good group of kids.
So how do you do it? Do you bring anybody up and then you let them go? Do you pre-qualify to, either put people under or send them back to your seat? What do you do?
Well, I give what's called a pre-talk, and I explain what's going to happen. I explain some of the myths behind hypnosis. And for kids, for children and teenagers, I have them raise their hands, and I pick who I'm going to use. I don't let them just rush to the stage because when I'm performing for 7,500, 200 kids, I'll have, you know, 50 kids rushing the stage. So, because they all want to go under. Adults are a little bit more difficult. Usually, I usually have to coax them along. The first person is always the most difficult. You know, once one person goes up, then other people feel a little bit more comfortable coming up. And then I start the induction, and I can tell pretty quickly when people are not going under. Part of my induction that I use actually tests, you know, their trance state several times. So throughout the induction, and the induction takes between 5 and 7 minutes, sometimes longer, sometimes less. I'm constantly testing them to see who's really under, who is not. And for instance, in today's show, I had to send, I think I had 10 chairs, and I sent two people back before we even started the show. And as happens during the show, people pop out. You know, they sort of come out of hypnosis. So I had to send two more people back during the show.
So what I hear you saying is you have sensory acuity, which means that's an NLP term. You are looking to see the feedback of the responses of your words and your suggestions to see how they're responding non-verbally. Am I right on that?
That is exactly right, yeah. No one. Very few times do I ask the people to speak during my show, although I have one sequence where I have them forget their name. And that's usually pretty funny because they don't remember their names. They also, I have them forget the numbers 4 and 6. And so they're counting on their fingers and they're counting 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 8, 9. And they're confused because somehow, you know, how did we get to 12 fingers? So that's a funny sequence.
Well, let me bridge the gap between hypnosis and everyday life. Do you find that knowing how to hypnotize people or teaching people how to hypnotize themselves, that there's a close relationship to life in general as far as personal growth or just as far as limitations or how to really just harness the power of the mind?
I think there is a direct approach. I have a couple of courses that I sell that are to stop smoking, lose weight, things like that, that people can listen to in the comfort of their home. And it puts them into a hypnotic state and then gives them certain suggestions. Anyone can self-hypnotize themselves. As a matter of fact, in one of the Jeff Ronning tapes that he sold, one gentleman actually claimed, and I have no reason to think that he is lying, that he was having a heart attack. But because he knew these techniques, he sort of put himself into a state of trance, which slowed down his heart rate, slowed down his metabolism, and allowed the doctors time to save him. And so in a very real sense, that can happen. I like to say at the beginning of my show, we all go into hypnotic trances. If you're driving down the road and you're listening to, you know, the radio, you're thinking about something really hard, if you know exactly where you're going, a lot of times you get to where you're going and you don't really remember getting there. Because you were in a slight hypnotic trance, you know, and
I was just going to say, or even watching a movie, you know, watching a movie, you're in a trance, you know what I mean?
Exactly, that's right. It all has to do with the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is your imagination. It's the part of your mind that lets it go, you know, that has fun. Whereas your conscious mind is constantly saying, you know, you better not do this. You know, this is not going to be good for you. And the idea behind hypnosis is to try to put your conscious mind sort of to sleep and let your subconscious mind take over, and that's when you're open to suggestions.
Good, good. So besides hypnosis, you're also a magician, right?
I'm a magician and a mind reader. I've learned a lot of different skills over my years. I've been doing this a long time. I've really concentrated on the mind reading, mentalism aspect of my persona over the last 15, 20 years. And so I'm doing a lot of those types of shows and marketing more aggressively to that market.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Speaking of marketing, how do people get a hold of you if they want to book you for hypnosis, or they want to book you for a magic show, or a mentalistic show, a mentalism show? How do they get a hold of you?
Well, I am on the web. I have my website, which is getdavidlawrence.com, GTDavidLawrence, getdavidlawrence.com. I have a couple of other sites, but, you know, that's my sort of go-to site right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we met last week for a cup of coffee, you mentioned the transition that you took from a part-time performer going into full-time, and then how in the last decade you've really, you know, really worked on your career, and you're a professional. Here it is Sunday afternoon, and you're working. So tell us the story, how you went into the change there and transitioned from part-time to full-time.
Well, I had been part-time for many, many years, and actually did pretty well just working part-time. I was in business. I actually have a bachelor's in computer science, and I worked for various companies over the years. Then in 2008, I got laid off from my day job, and it was a hard time to get another job. And thank goodness I had this other career that I had in my back pocket. And over the years of going to a couple of conferences that focused on marketing, I knew what I had to do to get more work. So I started marketing myself to a couple of different markets, you know, to different markets. I targeted preschools and schools, libraries, and senior centers. That's where I sort of started, because those are consistent. You know, those are consistent. You know, the issue with birthday parties, private parties, are that they, you know, someone's going to have a party once and they may never have a party again, type of thing. So if you want to build a business, you want to get repeat work. And that's really what I've done over the last 10 years, is I have various clients that hire me every year, every other year. Libraries and preschools, things like that. So so that's the bread and butter of my existence right now. As I was saying to you, I am planning on getting more into the event planners market for upper school events, because I feel that my show is ready for that. And I do a really professional, very upscale type of show.
Excellent. So it's not something that happened overnight. You've been working on this for a decade, and you went from part-time to full-time, and you knew marketing, which is important.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I've spoken to can I mention, you know, the leads websites that I use, or the one specific one. I don't know if you want.
Yeah,
me
go
to
ahead.
Do that.
Yeah, I'm sure people would love to hear that.
There's a site called Gigmasters that basically people who are having a party get to that site, because they're very high up on all the search engines, and they put in what they want, and they, you know, they can see different performers, And I got on that site, and I was talking to a friend, you know, another magician, and he said, oh, yeah, I'm on that site, but I never get anything. And I said, well, do you call the people? And he said, no, I just put my bid in. And I said, well, yeah, I you know, when I see someone's wanting someone, I call up right away or as soon as I can. And a lot of times I get that simply because I'm the first one who calls. Or if I've waited an hour, and I call up, and they've already hired someone else.
It's interesting so, you say that. I just watched a video yesterday about cold calling and marketing and emails, and the guy said exactly the same thing that you said, that when someone is looking for a magician or a hypnotist or a speaker, that they're not only looking at your website, they're looking at five other people's website. And this is what he said. He said, if you call them back immediately, you have a higher chance of being booked, whether you do it immediately. If you wait a day, a week, a month, you're out of the race, only because you were the first person to call them back. So, David, we're going to take a first quick break for 1 minute. We'll be back in 1 minute and 7 seconds. Hold on.
You've been listening to the Diamond Mind Transformation Radio Show, brought to you by Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. This special segment can be heard again with almost any device by going to buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. You can also go to the Diamond Mind Transformation Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio directly by going to www.buildingfortunesradio.com/Greg Dwyer. Greg Dwyer is a successful pastor, business owner, sales trainer, and lifestyle coach. Greg's early passion for magic adds to his effectiveness in training others. Check out Greg for some fun and fantastic experiences. He has free material and his full product line on www.gregdwyer.com. On gregdwyer.com, you'll also enjoy everything from sales and business training to traveling to other continents with Greg. His style is fun, refreshing, and magical. Thanks for listening to Diamond Mind Transformation Radio Show with Greg Dwyer. And now, back to our show. Take it away, Greg.
Okay, we are back with the magic of David Lawrence. We're talking about hypnosis, we're talking about magic, but most of all, right now, we're talking about marketing and the importance of being the first person to reach out. So how long have you been doing this, David, as far as being the first person to call somebody back on a lead like that?
Well, first of all, am I different? Do I sound different? Because I'm on a different microphone.
Oh wow, you do. That was a great changeover. Yeah, yeah, that's great. Now you're home, right? Yeah. Or
I'm home now. Yes, I'm home. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, again, from the marketing experiences that I was taught at various conferences, I mean, that is important. You know, it always amazes me. Not so much anymore, but for a while, people would, you know, I would call someone up and they'd say, oh, thank you so much for calling. And you know, I was wondering, you know, well, aren't you looking for someone? But then my wife and I were looking for a handyman to do something around the house. And I cannot tell you how many people never called us back. I would leave messages. We had one guy who said, oh, I'll be there on Tuesday at 5 o'clock. Tuesday, 5 o'clock came. He never showed up. And so now I really realize that, you know, service is not a commodity. I don't know what's the word. It's not the what it was in terms of people aren't used to, you know, being called back. You know,
yeah.
So I think it's very important. Of course, I'll tell you that my daughter, who is 29, 27, something like that, actually goes the opposite direction. She honestly looks for people that she doesn't have to talk to. She wants to do everything by text. You know, if you don't text, if you don't email, I think primarily text, you know, she doesn't want to deal with you. So it is a changing world. I'll tell you that I, you know, in addition to leaving a message now, I always text the person because I'm assuming the phone number that they left is a cell phone. And you can usually tell from the message, you know, from the little voice that says, you know, leave a message at the tone or whatever, you know, that it is, you know, a cell phone. And I've gotten good responses from texting people. Because, again, people are so used to getting crank calls, a lot of people don't answer their phone, you know, if they don't know who it is. Whereas if I text them and say, hey, this is David Lawrence, the magician or the hypnotist that you contacted, you know, please reply or give me a call.
Right.
So you do have to change with the times, although I definitely am more of a Luddite when it comes to those things.
Yeah, one thing that happened to me is I booked 8 gigs for the month of April coming up, which is in a couple weeks, and 4 of those speaking gigs was done all through email, and I was just thinking about this the other day. I haven't talked to any of them, and I just booked a school for the first week of April, and the whole thing was done with email, and it was primarily because someone saw me speak, and then they referred me to someone else. And it wasn't until like about a week ago that I finally picked up the phone and said, hey, I just want to introduce myself. So it is a changing world. Yeah, that's interesting.
Right, yeah.
What other tricks do you – go ahead.
I'm sorry, excuse me?
No, I was going to say, what other tricks do you have up your sleeve as far as marketing?
Oh, well, try and think now. Well, some of the things that when you do get incoming calls, you have to treat them. This is an old trick, but I guess people may not know it. When someone calls up, I always try and get their names, you know, and use their names during the call so that it's not some anonymous person. That's a really effective technique. As far as going after marketing, my local library has access to, I think it's called Info Something. You might want to look up, I'm going to actually look it up now. It's Info USA, yes. It is every business in the United States. At my library, it's for free to use. And so that's how I build my mailing lists. I go on there. It's Reference USA. And I go on there and I say I want preschools in such and such an area. And they need to be this big. They need to have at least 5 to 10 employees. Because if it's a mom and pop, you know, a single person, chances are they won't be able to hire me. You know, so you can do all kinds of filtering there. The only thing it doesn't give you for free is email addresses.
Okay.
And so you are limited to, regular mail or phoning. You know, you can always call. Another tip that I have, now I do travel. I travel to Florida once a year to do a tour. I've gone out to Columbus, Ohio. I go upstate. And when I book a show that's a considerable distance, one of the first things I do is I go to my database, go to the Reference USA, and I look up other venues at that location that might be able to book me while I'm there. And a lot of times I'm able to do 2 or 3 shows for the same drive. So that's something to think about. And I do that all the time. That I try and book more than one show if it's a distance away.
Well, those are some great secrets, and I guess the other secret is you got to be really good. I mean, if you've been in the business for 10 years like you have, I bet you a lot of the bookings come from word of mouth, and it's about being a great performer.
Yes, I do get a lot of word of mouth. One thing that I have to work on, and you know, I honestly am guilty of this, is not self-promoting myself enough during my show. I really, that's one thing that I have to work on, is putting seeds in the audience's mind. Hey, this guy, you know, can do my party. You know, if I'm at if I'm at a corporate event, you know, I do private parties. If I'm at a private event, hey, you know, I also do corporate events. You know, and that's one thing that I need to work on for myself, you know, planting those seeds. You know, I know that for myself.
Well, the other thing that we share in common, we belong to a society called EPIC, and in the last 4 minutes that I'm looking at the clock, we can talk a little bit about this, and this is a fraternity of performers. Started in the UK with Ken Dine. You're a member, I'm a member, and I think there's like 100 or 200 members, and it's support material for mentalists, people that do juggling, magic, hypnosis, speaking, you know, as far as what I do. It's not inexpensive. It obviously, what's like, what is it, like $100 a month, right, David, something like that?
It's about $100 a month, but depending upon the level that you're at, the information you get is really invaluable, you know, and, and it's a matter of investing in yourself. You know, as I was saying to you at our luncheon meeting, I've paid people to tell me how terrible I am. Not exactly.
Really?
That, but I've paid people, well, I've paid people to critique me, to critique my show. And, you know, they've been pretty harsh, you know, if they, now most of them say, well, there's always room for improvement. And you can't be afraid of getting honest feedback. And that's also one of the things that EPIC does, is it sort of, it points you to things that you may know sort of that you should be doing, but here it is in black and white.
You know?
As again, I was saying to you, one of the talks that I'm thinking about putting together is going to be called Just Showing Up. And a lot
Woody
of
Allen.
My success, Woody Allen, a lot of my success is because I do just a little bit more than everybody else. I'll make another phone call, and this is, I don't want to go into the whole story, but there are many times that I will call up someone I spoke to 2 months ago, and they weren't really interested, and they're on my list, and I figure it's going to be a minute, 2 minutes to call. I call, oh, I'm so glad you called right now. You know, we're ready to book something.
That's
and
good. That's really encouraging.
That's
great.
And that makes me feel good.
I'm glad you reached out to me last week when you were up in Massachusetts. I'm glad you, you know, had lunch with me and we talked. I'm glad we met. I appreciate your friendship, and I appreciate you being on this podcast. So one more time, how do people get a hold of you in case they want to book you? And I know they do. How do they do that?
Well, they can go to getdavidlawrence.com. That's my sort of main page. I also have my family persona, David Fun, with two N's. You can go to davidfun.com, F-U-N-N.com. I also have thebesthypnosisshow.com, which is pointed towards my hypnosis show. And for educational programs, things like schools and summer camps, they can go to educationalmagic.com.
Excellent. David Lawrence, thank you so much for spending the afternoon, a half an hour with us. We are out of time. We'll catch you next time. Thank you, David.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Diamond Mind Transformation Radio Show, brought to you by Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Go to www.gregdwyer.com to learn more. And always listen in to the Building Fortunes Radio Show for Greg Dwyer as he shares information about his Diamond Mind Transformation Training. So listen in, get involved, and help spread the word. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com/Greg Dwyer website to hear more of Greg Dwyer radio shows. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Greg and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.